What's up, Big Dog?
What's cave dwellers out
up
there
in the house? Let's go.
Yes, sir.
We got another episode for you guys with some special guests.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Tell them what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you already know it's Kane's World. Kane's World 818.
Kane's World 818.
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, shit.
Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you can find me. Apple Music, all Spotify? Streaming service, Spotify. It's Kane dollar sign.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You got For Pete's Sake Music right here. Find me on all platforms. For Pete's Sake Music. We got Spotify, Apple, TikTok. We're going crazy all over.
Yeah, it's kind of like us. You can find us anywhere.
Streaming on all platforms. What about YouTube?
We're on everything.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, Deezer. We're everywhere, man. Like you said, For Pete's Sake Music on everything. For me, for social media, it's Kane's World, K-A-N-E-S, World, 818. And for streaming services, it's Kane dollar sign. Kane money, the money's silent because that's how we make it.
Oh, shit. I like it.
For sure, for sure. So we're going to get into it. So who wants to go first? Who's telling us their story right here?
We got
the blunt.
Big Kane Dog right here?
Yes, sir.
How long
yes,
have you been going by Kane Dog?
Kane, it's probably only been like a good 6 months to a year that I've been going by Kane. I went through a couple different names, man. I went by Lone. What else do I go by? Lone, Cash.
Kyle?
Kyle. Usually not for the music. But switched over to Kane.
Finally coming into his own.
Into my own. You know what I mean?
Kane's World.
The acronym stands for kill anything and everything.
Oh, okay.
You feel me?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, see, you know, not too many people know that, you know what I mean? Kill everything and everything.
That's why, like, I know who a real Wu-Tang, like, fan is. It's like, do you even know what cream stands for? They're like, nah.
Cream?
Yeah.
What's that? Ice cream?
But, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't even get me started on afters.
Afters ice cream?
We can't be feeding you no fucking dairy, dog. I know how you be blowing up and shit. Fuck that.
Hey, speaking of the Wu-Tang thing, did you guys watch that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't watch the saga, like the show they put together?
No, I heard about it, but I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Trust me. What was the last guest we had in there? Like, have you watched this? Oh, Cobra Kai and The Wire.
Cobra Kai, I fuck with Cobra Kai.
Yeah,
I watched that whole thing.
But. I've been wanting to, but speaking about since we're on Wu-Tang, how do you think they are nowadays? Like, me and this guy saw them, 2 years ago? The 20th anniversary of 36 Chambers. I don't know if these guys have it anymore.
I mean, it's age, you know what I mean? It's
that old
brother. Honestly, we've been to a lot of shows, and I just felt like they'd be not giving a fuck. They're just like...
There for the check.
Da-da-da, yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to cash out. Like, honestly, they didn't even do all their verses, and they just cut the song short, and they just do that... That drop,
that hook,
explosion. Like, that's it. We're out.
You know, I actually seen it. It was like 2 years ago. That's actually older than them, and they fucking killed it. So I guess there's no excuse. But the Isley Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I swear Isley to God,
brothers? Fuck, they're still around.
They were.
They're
out
probably
there.
Lip singing though.
No, yeah. But the thing is, they were out there with their shirts off, singing, sweating. One of them, I swear to God, he was playing the guitar with his tongue.
Oh damn!
They were.
I believe it,
bro.
That's crazy, sexy motherfucker right there. He's showing the ladies his work there.
If I could play this, I could play you.
For sure. Definitely showing his tongue fucking skills right there.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, but it's crazy because me and the boy actually the other day, it's funny that you brought up your name, but we're thinking like, man, if you're like a rapper, what would be your name? Mm-hmm. If you're like an R&B, I was like, I don't know. Or like, would you go one word like Seal or... Like what? But it's kind of hard to pick that name. So I feel you.
But you guys are saying, like, would you go by
just fucking around. We're like, hey, if you're like a rapper, what would you go by?
That's funny.
Because everything's like little this, little that. Fucking.
It's because like you got to think you want something connected to you, but you also want something that will be popular and people will be into.
Yeah, catch on.
Stands
out. I can't say no dumb stuff like, oh, my name's fucking Jackass. Like,
yeah.
I mean, nowadays that might even...
Little Jackass.
You might,
Little Jackass.
Yeah, if you add the little, it makes it better.
Yeah.
Little Soda Can.
Uh-huh. Little Pepsi, little house phone.
Shout
out little house phone.
But, so during COVID, how did it hit you guys performing and doing shows? Because now we are approaching, or we did, as if you would hear this, we passed on the 2 year anniversary of COVID.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so how did that affect you guys?
I mean, it definitely put a damper in things. Like, we weren't able to get together as much, you know, with the lockdown and things like that. But It also gave us like time to like really zone in and go crazy on the craft. So I think it's like a hyperbolic chamber for everybody in a sense, you know. At least for me, that's what it was.
Yeah. Did you guys go to any shows during COVID or anything?
I didn't.
It was a lot of inside stuff, man. Just like locked in the room, just going crazy. For me, it was like production going crazy.
That's cool.
This guy right here was going like he's just been going. This guy's leveling up crazy right now. So
you're the guy behind the sound booth.
Yeah, like the guy, engineer. Yeah. Production, you know what I mean?
Hey, but don't get me wrong, he got some good music too, man.
Got some good flows.
Don't let him downplay it. He sings, he does all that.
Oh shit, you're the above.
Jack of all trades, bro.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm getting into film now too, so.
That's cool. Yeah. Hey, that was the thing during COVID is you got to experience and like you said, pursue, do things you always wanted to do, maybe tune up some stuff. Mm-hmm. That you're already doing, just get more
like
better.
It was like a calibration. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you kind of just everything before that. If you notice or remember, it was like go. Exactly. You know, go.
You got time.
And then it was like a pause button that we ain't never experienced in our life. You know?
Yeah.
So you just got to sit back and you could just like relax. Refocus,
honestly, there should be so much hot fucking new shit dropping soon. Like,
oh, yeah, that's what we're saying. With all these people in the studios, this guy was thinking, coming from like thinking about music, is like, these really, they got the time to sit down and just fine tune. Exactly. Fucking Busta Dre. Exactly. Cause you know Dre, like fucking 15 years between every album.
Just locked in.
Yeah. Just like, you're not in a rush to come out with anything crazy, just that hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just work and it that's up. What,
like with him, like I feel that. With Kane in the past, you know, several months, like it's just been like a whole nother level up because you've just been so tapped in a lot more and being able to be tapped in a lot more. You know what I mean? So just focusing on the craft and just getting better on like hyperbolic chamber type shit.
Oh,
yeah. I feel you on that.
Yeah. We personally went to a show during COVID and honestly, it was fucking whack. I don't know.
Where'd you go?
We went to go see Thundercat. It was a drive-in movie theater or a drive-in type of like movie theater type of ish.
That's kind of dope though. That's different. That's different for sure.
Yeah.
But the drive, well, like a drive-in thing? Old school shit. Like
you drive into an open field.
Yeah,
yeah, that was the
stage
shit.
And like screens.
I remember that shit too in the valley where I'm at. They used to have one back in the day, but I watched, I think, like Independence Day or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but
they didn't bring those back, bro.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, especially if you had a truck. Just back in, put a couple blankets back there.
Chilling, bro.
Yeah,
chilling.
Ice chest, bring a couple burritos. You're good.
Mm-hmm. Hook up the sound bar and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Some way, somehow.
We packed that car full.
Oh, yeah.
We need like 6-7 people in a 5-seater.
But it was cool to its own point that you're able to chill in your car. You can bring in whatever food and beer you wanted. So you didn't have to buy no expensive ass food or drinks, but. The sound, the atmosphere, it's hanging different. Out with everyone, being in the crowd.
Yeah, it's different for
way,
sure.
Way different.
The whole COVID thing was just, I mean, this whole pandemic thing and just.
Fuck yeah, fuck COVID. That's
that
what
shit
I like
is a trip,
say.
Bro. Like how it definitely, like, even just like now with the whole mask mandate finally being lifted, like, we haven't seen each other's faces in like 2 years. You know what I mean?
Closely.
Yeah.
Closely. It's my fault. Huh? It's my fault.
Yeah.
Huh? Parasite.
Yeah,
I'm
from here.
Yeah,
that's just funny.
But yeah, anyways, like the first thing I noticed, it was like, man, I gotta start shaving more. I don't know. I'm not like you, fool, where I have this nice thick beard right here.
Same.
Yeah, I grow.
It comes in like whiskers and
shit. Yeah, I think I'm half like redneck, half Chinese. Cause I just grow like whiskers,
straight hair. Yeah, catfish.
Yeah, but Yeah, that was like one thing I noticed. I was like, man, I gotta start shaving more.
Yeah, the grooming and everything. Yeah. Right?
I don't know about you, but my lips got dry as fuck. There's no more moisture out there, fucking protecting my face.
Breathing in all that carbon monoxide.
Yeah,
all that LA. You know that has to be fucking healthy.
Oh yeah.
My allergies started acting up too. Like ever since we took them off.
Oh yeah.
Because you're just taking so much more dust and dirt in.
Fuck yeah.
Do you guys still wear them at all?
Oh, hell no.
No, I'm raw dogging. Nah,
raw dogging.
Yeah. I thought I would be. Honestly, I thought I was gonna, but.
Hell no, nah, man. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Nah? You're not ready yet?
No, I haven't put it on. You see me.
Oh, yeah.
Never put it on.
Nah.
Yeah, fuck that
shit. The thing is,
I don't put it on.
like a lot of us, well, me personally, I wasn't wearing it correctly. Like for the most part, like what they would say, all your dick sticking out. Like it's just, dude, it was uncomfortable, especially wearing glasses. Your glasses were fogged up.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the most terrible shit.
Yeah. But yeah, now that that's over and done with, who knows? I hope we're done with COVID. Now we got the war to look forward to. We'll see what's happening with that.
Part three.
But you know what? These dry lips. You know what helps fucking with the cure to dry lips? Gonna eat pussy more.
Coochie.
Yeah. So that's that an excuse right there.
Coochie helps with everything.
Yeah. So we had this, and since we're talking about pussy real quick, I didn't think I brought this up to you, Joe. I brought it up to Kyle at work, and I'll tell you because I know you didn't hear. So there's this thing going around. My girl, she's all up on TikTok and shit. Mm-hmm. And so there is this message going around that the right guy, if he cares about his woman or girl, he should actually damp the tip of his penis after he's done taking a piss so that he doesn't shake it and basically shake piss all over his pants, all over his underwear.
I think my girl might have seen that same video.
And he was saying like, oh, this is to respect women. Like when a woman goes down on you, she don't want to be smelling piss.
Yeah.
And it's just a hygienic thing. So, but Joe, what do you think about that? Because it's like, at first, I don't gotta be time to fucking.
I tell you what I think. I don't think at all.
Yeah.
The fuck is this?
It's just an in and out thing,
dude. If you're,
I don't think
the beauty
about
of
that.
Being a man.
Yeah. If you're in a male restroom, and you see a guy just like get a Q-tip and pat,
what the
pat
fuck
him,
are you talking about, bro?
That's the thing on TikTok.
What are you talking about?
That's these fools on TikTok. Hey, they're all talked out.
They put toilet paper next to the stall. They don't put toilet paper next to the urinal.
Exactly.
Unless you want me to start walking around the bathroom with my dick out and go grab that. I'm not grabbing it beforehand.
This guy is lucky I don't have a TikTok because I would like have like a
real debate about it.
A real debate, a backlash video.
You would have been banned.
Yeah, right? Like
they're going to cancel you and shit. Yeah, like,
you think pussy tastes the same? Like every pussy tastes different. Clean or dirty.
If they wipe it.
Yeah, clean
still
or dirty.
There's pee in there. Right?
Yeah.
It's internal.
Yeah.
For real.
But.
Aaron.
Oh, no.
I agree. Yeah. What's going on with this, man?
What I'm saying is you can have a freshly clean pussy come out of the shower and it still has its own flavors.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Sweat, all that.
So you're lucky I don't know this guy's name because I would
people
put
just
you on
be like
blast.
Flavor Town.
Oh, yeah.
Bomb that call.
Hey, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it for her and the flavor.
Which in turn does it for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But so have you guys came up with any new songs during this pandemic? You guys want to drop anything? I would love to hear a song.
We're going crazy.
Yeah.
We could definitely drop some.
So right now, what are we about to world premiere?
We're about to world premiere a track called Shadows with me and the homie True to LA. He's from Florida. Honestly, just met
him. Oh, what the hell?
Just met him yesterday.
Produced by your very own.
Produced by For Pete's Sake Music right
Let's
here.
Let's go.
All right, breaking news. Coming in hot in the cave.
Right, still,
you guys are hearing it first.
It's still very raw, but yeah, let's get into it. Kane Money featuring True to LA.
I told her, buddy, calm down, you gotta own something. Tonight I'm all. Is that the homie right there, or is that you?
Congratulate that boy when he died like it's homecoming. I gave him all of me, said I got some dreams that I've been chasing, and I know me. I bought my daughter and my bitch coat is on me. 40 times I washed my clothes, nigga, in the sink. Down bad on my lowest, a true pole, they ain't noticed me. A lonely guy, I love my people, demons keep controlling me. Life for the stroll, but the toll ain't free. I gave him my heart, they can't find two, like no alone to see. And in my bag about the beef, I turn approachery. You think about my paint, my nigga, how to approach the beat. Yeah, yeah.
This was all yesterday.
Yesterday.
That guy.
Changing him, he different ever since he relapsed. He moving shaky now, won't try me cause how we react. Yes,
she got ties to me, but still there ain't no strings attached. I lost a friend till a friend tell me how you react. They sending shots from all my brothers, yeah, they handle that. Your racks get low, we kick the door, and then we split the racks. We hit the road and coming home, they got them doing the max. And I'm still out here, I'm still living this lifestyle. And I'm serving food, shit, I'm serving
right now.
And I ain't never quit, cause smokers ain't putting that pipe down. And I ain't never quit, cause
smokers ain't putting that pipe down.
That was some raw shit. That was like, the way it came together was perfect, man.
Yeah. That sounded good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Yeah, it was crazy because, like I said, I had literally just met him probably 2 hours before that.
Yeah.
He came with me to the shop. This guy made that beat in probably like 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, damn.
As we pulled up to the studio, he was finishing the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And probably in like 20 minutes, the homie, True to LA, he had already written his verse. I wrote probably half my verse and punched in the rest probably like 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Like, cool hour and a half.
Yeah, that's how the best shit's written.
Oh, yeah.
When it just flows.
It was like effortlessly.
Like, I heard it all
came together from like crazy.
Like, I heard a rumor that Jay-Z just goes into the studio just.
The best way to do it, man, honestly.
Yeah, you just don't goes overthink in lazy. Things.
Like, you don't want to just like hinder yourself.
Yeah, sometimes the best, like the best is like when you just go, like right then and there. After that, it starts to like just teeter between going, like, it's just, it could crash really quick when you're in the studio and stuff like that. Cause what I always tell people when I'm like recording music, it's like a difference is it's like playing organized basketball versus street ball. Street ball is like super flowing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when you're not really used to recording, it gets more structured.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you got plays now.
Yeah.
So this guy right here, he's definitely really good at like just hit record and just go.
Yeah. Free flowing.
Yeah.
Just going with the flow, man.
Aaron, you used to be part of a band too, right?
That was back in the day. This guy is the one who did it longer.
All right.
But
so you're already both familiar with making music though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Where were you what kind of band? What was it?
Oh, death metal and more death metal.
Can we get you to scream on here for us?
Oh, today? That's this guy.
I need some.
What were you playing though? Like, what were you guys?
I played drums. This guy, they played bass and guitar and sang. Nice. But yeah, he even got with it too after everyone just kind of basically had kids, huh? Everyone had kids.
Oh, pretty much.
Eventually, he just did his own thing.
No, I'm just playing.
You guys ever got up to production and things like that with hip hop stuff or?
No, that's this guy. That's never been my background. But what I do fuck with is like all the sample stuff, you know, from the old records. Like that's something I wish I had gotten into, like fucking with NPCs and all that type of thing. But
that boom bap stuff.
Yeah, my favorite producers, you know, like they all do sample, you know, Madlib, Doom, those type of dudes.
Premier. Yeah.
What do you think about Timbaland?
Oh, dude, he's fucking sick as fuck.
Yeah.
He's making beats with his fucking mouth.
He's legend, man.
Timbaland's crazy. And even, okay, so with that pandemic stuff, what was happening is a lot of these producers and stuff, excuse me, they were opening up their cave.
Yeah.
And they're giving you like an insight into their world.
Yeah.
Timbaland, Illmind, like these guys are going crazy with the streaming and Twitch.
What about
and
that Scott Storch? Scott Storch. I'd always see him on Instagram Live.
Yeah, he was going crazy too. Yeah. Like, so when the Twitch thing with the pandemic happening and then Twitch like the Twitch blow up, these guys were just like letting you in and Timbaland was actually making a beat live. I don't know if you guys know this story, but he was making a beat live. And J. Cole was actually like tuned in on that stream and Timbaland scratched that. I forget what the record's called. It's on his, it's on J. Cole's new album. He scratched the record and then J. Cole hit him like, yo, what's up with this beat? And he's like, oh, I threw that one out. It was a throwaway that he did.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
They live stream it and shit. And you know, the musical genius that Timbo is, like, he just... He recreated it again, and then
trash can.
It was one of J. Cole's best songs on the album too.
Yeah, for real,
Yeah,
I forget what it's called. It's a really good one.
Yeah. Which one was this one? The one that came out last year.
His last album. Yeah. His last one he just dropped.
Honestly, that was like the first time I've ever heard of him. Well, I heard of him, but never heard it. And like everyone's like, "Oh, you gotta listen to this fucking album."
And what'd you think?
Oh, Jay. Dude, it's fucking sick.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah, the way the first song comes out, it's fucking sick.
Yeah, bro, he's one of the top for sure. Top five.
Honestly, that Twitch is like the most popular shit right now.
Well, yeah, look at you got T-Pain.
And you know what I actually liked? You know Kenny Beats? Yeah. He does beat battle.
Hard.
Dude, the beat battle, that's actually pretty dope. He gives like people a shout out, you know, like.
I like the way he does there. The whole thing because he'll make a beat and then have you go in the booth. Oh. And it's like a beat podcast, like radio type thing, you know, like with Denzel Curry. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but Denzel Curry, Vince Staples, like he'll have all these people come through and like whip a beat and then boom, or T-Pain even came through and T-Pain's a musical genius too, man.
Yeah, it's a trip.
For that grinder right there, buddy.
Yeah, fucking T-Pain, like not only like twitching, but he's gaming on Twitch too. I heard he's like the number one Twitch gamer. But
who's that? T-Pain?
Yeah, T-Pain.
Oh, yeah. I seen him on there like playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, because he was saying like during the pandemic, it was all about Twitch.
All you have to say is Snoop is in FaZe Clan.
FaZe Clan?
He's signed, huh?
Snoop is in FaZe.
They got a couple rappers.
Yo, that's how I know I'm in a Matrix simulation. Like, that isn't even like where? How do you come up with that at all? You know, you can't even make this shit up.
I don't know. What is that though? What is it?
It's a gaming like community.
No, I heard I've seen clips of him like smacking people on Call of Duty and shit.
And he live streams too, Snoop.
Yeah, and he be smacking people like they say he's cracked or whatever that shit is.
Oh, dude, he's fucking funny, dude. he's his own personality.
Bro, that guy's done every single thing. Like Snoop Dogg's been in like in India in movies and shit. Like he's been all over the place.
He's wild, man.
What do you think about him buying Death Row?
I love it.
What do you think he's going to do with it?
He's going to blow it up, bro.
I know that.
You know, I would definitely, honestly.
He's going to sign definitely some hot fucking people.
You guys seen the video when he announced it? He said, if Death Row would have been under me this whole time, Kendrick Lamar would have been under me. He just started naming all the, Nipsey would have been under me. All the LA rappers, he's like, why would they not go to Death Row?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's crazy.
What I'm excited to see, too, is like, a lot of people don't want to claim their labels nowadays. It's like cooler to be unsigned. So the labels purposely don't put their name out there under the artist. They just let the artist look. So it makes it look more like organic.
Underground.
It makes it look more organic, which makes more people come.
But like industry plants.
Yeah, but Death Row is different. Death Row has the ability to where
it's legendary.
You can walk around and say, I'm Death Row, motherfucker. Yeah. People ain't walk around saying, I'm Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers.
Because I feel like
historical.
Death Row is
by Amazon.
That's a name and label. That's a brand.
Oh, fuck
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's notorious.
That's a brand. It's not just a label. That's a fucking brand.
It's just bred some of the, like, you know, the legends in the West Coast industry, you know, so the West Coast music and music side of things. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. West Coast is actually pretty legendary. That would be crazy to all the West Coast rappers be with Death Row.
Fuck yeah. I know they're all under a lot of people right now. Everybody's already under somebody, but they can make that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Or hopefully at least they get a lot of the newer LA artists out there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, but I was just curious to see what he would do with Death Row. Obviously, it's a big fucking name.
I feel like the game is such a chokehold, though. It's like you hear the same songs and same people 90% of the time. There is people who blow up, but usually it's off of like being viral or something like that, and then they get that organic love, but still you're not hearing them on the radio unless the song is just a major hit. But other than that, it's just the same five people, six people.
Started from scratch, where would you go, SoundCloud or YouTube?
Listen to music?
Yeah, no, like if you're trying to become up and famous, it's like back in the day, look at Bieber started from YouTube, but now everyone's starting from SoundCloud.
I mean, I know SoundCloud is getting a lot of views, but also I know if you get a good visual on YouTube, I mean, shit, I see people with top videographers and have a good video, and they're only getting like 750 views, you know what I mean? But there is that possibility for it to go viral, you know what I mean?
Shit, if I think it's like anywhere you want to go for right now, it's not even YouTube or SoundCloud.
What
it's
would you
TikTok.
Say? Oh yeah.
It's the algorithm is crazy right now. So it's like you could have no following, no fan base, and then you're gonna just be going across like your video will get blown out in front of
10,
20, 200, 1,000. Like it's just like it just grow. It's like rapid. I don't know. It's like rapid fire right now.
Yeah.
It's the door's closing though. So
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Popularity, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy because
on Instagram for sure.
Yeah, I'm real bad at social media, and everyone was like, "Oh, you gotta go on the reels. You gotta go on the reels."
Mm-hmm. No, you don't want to talk about
that. Yeah, you're not gonna get those views unless you go on the reels. I was like, let me make a stupid video and see what it does, dude. In one day, thousands versus fucking
for real.
Just nickel and dimes, fucking with your normal
Instagram is dead.
And just an example of that. I mean, a good homie coming out of the valley. Shout out Hazard.
Yeah, for real.
Hazard, he's been doing this thing on Instagram. He's got like 140 freestyles. Oh, wow. I think he's like at 150 now. Sure. He was doing it every week.
For on years, Friday. Bro.
Once a
140.
Week.
140. So yeah. Once a week. So he dropped one video on TikTok and now he went viral. Next thing you know, he's got his most views off of TikTok.
Okay.
He went when we say he went viral, it's like he went from zero to like over 200, 300,000 in a matter of 2 days.
Yeah, you know?
That was his first video on TikTok. That's being on TikTok for one day compared to being on Instagram like, for 150 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instantly, now he's got probably over 30K followers.
More than that. It's like 300,000 or some shit like that.
Yeah, TikTok is crazy how it gets you.
TikTok, I mean, I was just telling my girl that too. I was like, TikTok, it's funny how the name is TikTok because like at the end of the day, bro, you could just 2 hours later, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
TikTok.
Time is gone, bro.
Fuck yeah.
But as a, like if you're trying to build a brand or anything like that, yeah, like TikTok is the way to go right now, I think. Any type of new platform that comes out, to be honest with you, it's important to be the first one on there.
Yeah, that's what's hot right there.
So,
all right, so you want to set up that auto tune already? You ready, Doug?
I'm just chilling, man.
Yeah, we weren't really planning.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Crazy like that. You know what I mean? We could play with it though for sure. I wanted to show you guys one more song that I did with the homie again. Shout out True to LA.
So, which one is this one that you're playing for us?
This is Zombies. It's Kane Money featuring True to LA.
My nigga popped a perky move like zombies. Try to cry. Think my head is getting bigger. Who gon' stop? I'm still pulling triggers.
You came up with this one yesterday too?
No. I already had my verse recorded and the hook recorded.
See me in the picture. Try to cry. Think my head is getting bigger. Who gon' stop? I'm still pulling triggers. Pulling rounds. Can't take another loss. I gotta play to win. My plug just hit my phone. He gotta play again. If you owe me money, you should pay me then. I already said it once, I shouldn't say it again.
So you guys laid this down yesterday?
Yeah. My boy True to LA laid it down probably like 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
They think they getting big, but they ain't big as us. I'm riding with my new bitch, that bitch thick as fuck. A nigga popped a perky move like zombies. Didn't see me in the picture, tried to cry. Think my head is getting bigger, who gon' stop? I'm still pulling triggers, pulling robberies. My nigga popped a perky move like zombies. Didn't see me in the picture, tried to cry. Think my head is getting bigger, who gon' stop? I'm still pulling triggers, pulling robberies. LeBron just popped a perky, eat your nigga off that perky.
It's the homie right there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Cross a nigga with the cane, like watch out for that car. Get that beaker off the stove, my nigga, and use that arm.
Just dope.
Looking.
Yeah, homie producer right here.
Yeah, I didn't do this one.
Oh, you didn't do this one?
No. Oh shit.
He engineered it.
Can't wait for this to be out and so I can like play it on going down the boulevard.
Yeah, these are in the vault, man. So yeah. It's exclusive
summer,
right here.
This summer though. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you're hearing it first. You hear it, Cave Drawlers? You heard it first.
Shit, world premiere.
So when is it going to be ready?
I would say by the summer. We're definitely going to have probably like 5 to 7 tracks, something like that.
Yep. Visuals cool. too.
Some visuals for sure. Got like 3 to 5
visuals. To everyone, honestly. Like,
when you say visuals, like a music video?
Yeah, music video.
I mean, it could be.
Or like a background type of thing?
It could be music videos and then also like promotional videos.
Okay.
And, you know, just different content built around it, you know?
Everything just to get the image out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool.
Get the point across.
Yeah. You guys got any shows that you guys got lined up or anything?
Shit. Not really. Not no shows don't lined up or whatever, but the summertime still working, is.
Yeah.
This, I mean, right now, like I said, the vault is being built up and it's just like we're trying to do it like a factory and shit, warehouse, you know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, always there's opportunities around.
Yeah.
Stuff. There's opportunities for open mics, bars, you know, clubs, even strip clubs.
Was it during the pandemic we did that?
Yeah,
shit.
We did a couple of like open mics and shit like that. Honestly, cool. If we want to do that grind, we could do that like 2-3 days out of the week and just grind that out, which is probably a good idea too. But as of right now, like you said, we're just working on a lot of stuff, just trying to get it together. So when the summer comes, it's going to be banger after banger.
You're going to have that set list going
all day.
Yeah, fully packed clip, ready to go.
So you'll be dropping new track every week type of shit? Like that?
Probably at least a month.
Yeah.
Probably a visual or two a month and a track a month.
Yep.
On YouTube, the visuals or what?
Yeah, the visuals.
Everywhere can be, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Should run it all through all the socials.
Which I have a visual that's gonna be. It was shot by, for Pete's sake, right here, 2 weeks ago. It's a visual that's gonna be dropped on my Instagram.
That one too. Yeah, I forgot. It's been so much shit, man.
Yeah.
It's so much stuff just like stacked on each other, you know. So you forget, but yeah, he has a visual coming out pretty soon. We just gotta finish up the edits and everything. Yeah,
that'll be on Instagram and YouTube.
On your page.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yep.
Hey, well, what are you on Instagram? You said TikTok. You gotta put that shit on TikTok.
Oh, it'll be on TikTok too.
Oh, okay,
it'll
good. You're scaring me.
TikTok.
It's gonna be everything. Everything TikTok. I mentioned earlier is gonna be on there. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube,
all the socials,
Spotify.
Man.
That's cool. Everything. Yeah, no, that was definitely dope and shit. So can't wait, and I'm excited for what comes out, what comes in the future in the summer.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, you, man.
So you ready to plug it in? I want to hear you on AutoTune.
Come on. Nah, I mean, I got to see it and check it out. Let me see what's up with it. I'm down.
All right, then. All right, we're back on. That was a good fucking song right there. The audience loved it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Like I said, it'll be coming out in the summer. It's Kane Money featuring True to LA Zombies with the For Pete's Sake Engineered.
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah. Can't wait till it comes out. Go fucking dance in a club.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime, you know what I'm saying?
Go tote the strap.
No more masks. Fuck. Raw dog in life.
Yes, sir.
You can finally see people's faces, man. That's just a trip.
Oh, I know. Fuck yeah. Especially when we start a new job with everyone wearing masks. It's like, man, I didn't know. Kyle, that's you? I was like, damn, I didn't recognize him.
That's just crazy, man.
Yeah. Lucky he has his braids. I was like, oh, no, that's definitely Kyle.
It's him.
That's not Big Red right there.
He's sick as a fool.
Big Red.
Oh, he knows. That ain't Justin.
It's Pinky, baby.
Yeah. Pimp down aisle 4, Donna. Donna, pimp down.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I know. This guy be telling me his stories. I was like, damn. Sometimes he'd be fist bumping me at work. I'm like, damn, that's a heavy pimp hand right there.
This nigga's a fool. Nah, but for real, we be chopping it up. That's so funny.
Don't mention nothing.
I plead the fifth.
But yeah, that's cool. So you guys, you want to fuck with this? Let's start fucking with this auto tune.
Let's see. Let's see what you got. What you playing with?
Ready for that prank call or what?
We should do the prank call. What do you guys want to do? The homies should do the bases.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's that real Kanye shit right there.
Hell yeah, we don't fuck around, dog. This is the cave. Sometimes informative, always offensive.
Hey, how's it gonna come? Just what it is, I'm trying to go and get a little
good on freestyles. I'll leave it up to the professionals.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
My boy,
hey,
LA,
try it out.
LA,
yeah. Come on, real quick.
Hey, you want to hop on here or what?
He's going to tear it up. My boy, but get him a little something. Right,
go ahead, do a shout out so everyone knows who's singing now.
Hey, my boy LA hopping on. Go ahead.
We're going to get him a different beat, though. Like, get him some turned up shit, like some. Put like some like Pooh Shiesty type beat or some Pooh shit.
Pooh Shiesty? Yeah. Something sudden.
Or something like.
I don't need no auto tune.
I don't know what else. What other beat?
Well, since we're still on air, thank you guys for tuning in. This is another episode of The Cave Dwellers coming to you live and hot in the caves of LA. Thank you guys for tuning in. You know where to find us. We got the homies right here.
Just chilling.
Yeah, what just chilling. Another good Sunday.
Let me know when y'all ready. Shit. Hey, you turn me up, though.
Oh.
Hey, go ahead and introduce yourself, man. Come on.
What it is, man? You know, I'm a young Florida nigga, man. I'm from Duval. You feel me? Jacksonville, Florida. Exactly. Go by True to LA. You feel me? Call me True to LA.
That's good. That's good. You know where to find them, guys. And gals.
A little freestyle shit. Give me a word real quick.
Money.
Two shots of all this shit. Hey. Two shots up off the ticket, nigga, I'm stepping by some money. I can't play with too many niggas, I was down, that shit was sunny. Back then, a Mac 11 with a Drake, we slided bumming. Hold on, fuck me up right now. Hold on. Hey.
Sorry about that, dog.
You straight. Hey, hold up. Hey. Heard shot around here tripping about the money, that ain't funny. I'm a Florida nigga, but I show you this shit ain't sunny. Told a nigga I'm a Xbox, cross him out, he can't sum me. Early morning, remember niggas never used to want to front me. I just had to get it off the floor. Sleeping down and knock with dominoes. Caught a off bitch and fucked this bitch and then I wiped the nose. I kept it on the low and flipped the pin, got the low. Skipped the class, I told him I wasn't worried about her on the road. Spot a nigga out like cheated, then we on the mission. Can't fuck with niggas, say they on it, boy, this right here, but listen. I'm ballin' niggas, spin this block, I knew it, expedition. Niggas say they crossed me, but that moon, I got a new addition. Ayy, fish scale, I cooked it up, it's re-rock. Draco make them beatbox, I knock them out of cheat socks. This right here, I'm clutching lately with the G-Lock. I ain't got no patience, I'ma treat it like an old dog.
Yeah, fuck Drake.
I'm like, so fuck it, it's a Drake. Homicide.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, I brought the presidential. No, I'm on that goofy shit. Really pull up on the nigga. No, I'm really doing shit. Say you really about that life, but I ain't see you doing shit. I'm really up on block at night, cause niggas know I'm cruising shit. Really on my shit, I'm watching niggas see they doing shit. Really plotting, see I'm watching niggas know I'm doing shit. Really about to get a pack, really about to get it back. Niggas say they live that life, but niggas know that we attack. Ain't playing on no defense, you know that we on weak shit. Niggas, they talk all that, but you ain't gon'. I don't wanna speak shit, but honestly, it's different now. Had to go and pick it up, I ain't doing nothing, moving pounds. Moving pounds, that's nothing, nigga, you really moved up to shake the keys. Niggas talking like they do the shit, they follow and I lead. Really talking like you do it, nigga, I ain't gotta speak. I just wanna do the shit, so every time I let it.
You know that Jenny the Brown turkey.
Ooh, damn.
Fucking A.
Woo.
Find the hotel.
Oh, fuck that hotel. Loved you, they loved you.
Damn, the boys just killed it right now. This shit was hot as fuck.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was good, dude. Right there on the fly.
That's when the best shit comes out right there.
That was like one thing. You heard Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't know if you guys are a fan, but you ever see him try to flow and rap?
Nah, I never seen. I'm definitely not a fan. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, dude.
Definitely.
Good. You don't want to hear it.
It's over.
Yeah.
For real. Next subject.
Control, alt, delete.
For
So how long you been rapping over here?
Really, to be honest, about a year.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. So, really just getting in tune with it or whatever, taking a chance, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because in Florida, you know, the rap scene just really started touching us, so I ain't really had nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, for a year, dude. Hey, that's definitely
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I would think 10 years, something like that, 8 years.
Yeah,
but we've been rapping.
Which I found out how old I am.
That shit crazy.
Since this podcast, we've been rapping, but it's all about meow meow wolf wolf mix. We just rapping about Chinese food, about it. But
that's our shit right there.
That's our shit.
Definitely.
Hey, you got to have your theme, man. You know that we stay true to it.
Yeah, we love Chinese food.
Yeah,
so we just rap about it all day long.
Shit, you know some spots? Let me know.
Oh, how long are you in town for?
Shoot, I've been here since Tuesday. I really only got like a day and a half left. I got to leave Tuesday morning at 8:00.
Okay. What are some spots you've enjoyed in LA so far?
Hollywood.
Oh yeah, that's a spot right there.
I feel you.
I got some chances and opportunities.
Yeah. But Florida has its own Hollywood too. It's not the same?
I don't know. You gotta ask man Pete. He from there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's a Hollywood in Florida too, yeah? You ever been there?
Bro, he literally has a 24 black Mamba fucking chain. What are you talking about, dog? Yeah. Look at that shit.
Hey.
Look at that.
He could be
look
a fan.
At that shit, dog.
He could be a fan of Shaq too. Shaq was in Florida for a little bit.
Orlando, homie.
Yeah.
Why is it gotta be Shaq?
Cause he
nah. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. If he's a fan of Kobe, he has to be a fan of Shaq. Yeah,
but they just didn't have to be a fan of each other.
Yeah,
made it work.
So that's cool. You've been enjoying out here in LA.
Yeah, definitely. I been positioned around a lot of people and had a lot of chances, opportunities. So basically, just trying to soak it all in and keep progressing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, they always say that LA and especially Hollywood, that's the place for the music biz. That's where a lot of people end up coming up and over here. Yeah, just to get into the biz,
LA,
but
came to LA.
Yeah, but when you're from LA, you're like, oh man, LA traffic, LA this, LA people. How the LA people treating you so far, though? Good.
Everybody walking up to me thinking I'm famous as hell.
Yeah,
because the way I look.
Oh yeah,
and how I talk and shit.
Yeah.
But other than that, I hate the traffic too.
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, and Uber suck.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that's
and
good.
Lift.
Oh yeah,
gotta go. Adios.
How's the whole COVID in Florida? I know that's totally different from over here.
We never cared.
Fuck yeah.
It didn't
we
exist
was outside the whole time.
Yeah, it didn't fucking exist out there.
Yeah, before you came, we're like, man, this is a 2-year anniversary of COVID, and well, then yeah, but for you.
Like, we like shit. I hope there's people out in Cali.
Yeah.
Yeah. We see y'all get banned from doing shit. I'm like.
I know.
The worst
thing
they did to us was take the rims off the basketball goals. We were still at the parks with festivals and cooking out.
Oh, damn. That's crazy. I'm surprised they even did that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's crazy. I was going to say something, but I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, have you noticed any people more moving to Florida? Because that's like the thing. Everyone, it's either Texas or Florida. Have you noticed that Florida's been getting more people? So I always wanted to ask someone that lives actually.
I want to quit my part of Florida, but Florida probably gets a lot of more people.
Oh.
Probably other parts, more like Tampa.
Okay.
Stuff like that, Orlando type stuff. They ain't coming to my city.
You're a small town?
Yeah, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh.
You ever heard like Draco make them beatbox and stuff like, or Who Wants Smoke With Me, songs like that?
Yeah.
I'm part of violent Florida, so people don't really come out there and tour, so you don't see it on sites and stuff.
Yeah, that's
like
crocodile
that.
Country right there, huh?
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't say country. I would just say like gang wars and stuff like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying when I come out here, it's a little different, but where we from is a little different too.
Yeah.
So, you got to pay respect and homage no matter what area you is.
Yeah.
I seclude myself because I got a bigger picture.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it out here in LA, and I'm glad you came to the cave.
I'm coming back.
I'm glad the fans got to hear the first ever world premiere. Because to let you guys know, We're how many in different countries, Joe? Like 22?
14, 15 yeah, no, different no, countries.
Don't lie. Don't be. Don't. No. Don't downplay us. Don't downplay us. All right,
yeah. 50 countries, yeah, yeah. Dog. Number one.
Yeah. We are the number one cave in LA. And yeah, we really appreciate you coming down to the cave.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that was a nice, sick flow. You too. Yeah. Fucking laid it big down. Cane right here.
Fucking laid it down.
Yeah, laid it down right here.
Good looking, bro.
Yeah, if anyone wants to follow you, Big?
Definitely. You can look me up on True to LA. On True Instagram, to LA. YouTube, however it goes, wherever you want to look. It's TRU, the number two, and L and A.
Okay.
Yep.
Big Kane.
And for me, it's Kane's World 818 on social media, whether that be Instagram, TikTok. And for the music, it's Kane dollar sign.
Oof. That was nice. That was nice.
Yep. And then, of course, we got my boy For Pete's Sake Music. He's out here on everything for Pete's Sake Music.
And that my boy for them beats.
Whatever you need, them beats. You need them Five. Tracks. He got them bangers. He got everything. TikToks, videos, YouTube.
Filming check him out, all man. That.
Whatever film, whatever you need, hit my boy up. Martin.
Call him. Yeah, DM him.
DM him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the young kids say nowadays. He clutch. He clutch.
Yeah. He's crack.
Yeah.
That boy's crack.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good time.
Dirty with
the yeah.
Yep, yep, appreciate y'all for real though.
You don't want to watch some videos with the boys or what?
Yeah, go for it. What videos you have for the boys?
Let's pause that shit. Let's look some shit over.
All right, we're gonna do some crazy videos.
It's already looking crazy.
What is this, Joe?
Yeah, I don't even know. Just play it.
It's already looking crazy, bro. That's that Wamba wine.
We're trying to get some cooch.
Oh, no. What's going on right now?
Hey, please explain this. What's going on right now?
Is that how you guys dance in Florida?
This is that Trinidad shit.
A little bit. You go to the routine. You go to the routine. That's a Jamaican
girl. Oh, damn.
Why?
Damn. That's his girl.
They just put that gate up last week. Bro.
Yeah.
She's in the oil. Like,
she's doing the wheelbarrow. Nah, cut it out.
Is this real?
Cut it out.
This
bro.
Is fucking.
This
real.
Ain't even.
Hey, look at the homeboy's face.
Yeah. He like what, bro?
Yeah, I thought we were playing the same game.
He like
it's normal.
It was supposed to be the fireman game.
Oh, shit.
Hey, replay that. Can you please explain to us? Give us the play-by-play.
I have no idea, bro. I don't even know what to tell you. Bro.
There's these people dancing. They start off with the chair. They ram the wall
with the girl chair, in his hands. He's got this guy swinging his girl around by the legs. In circles. Oh,
so
man.
They just tag team right here?
I think this is the show Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon right here. Yeah, they're Wildin' Out right here. Damn, my boy just tearing down the wall.
That's what happened to Nick and Mariah.
this is that Rob Dyrdek ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah.
The disrespect. That's where it gets disrespectful.
Yeah, hey,
she's like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
I got the point.
he like what? It's for the video. Right. Come
it's
on.
Down.
It's for the bus.
What else you got, man? What else
go
got,
to the man? Next one. Some more crazy dancing. Let's see what
Mark
the
Anthony
fuck.
Or what?
Let's see what else is going on. Hey, full screen, please. Full screen.
What's up with you and dancing now?
Hey, there's a lot of crazy dancing happening.
You're gonna dance for us now, bro? That's not Mark Anthony.
This nigga thought he was at WWE.
Oh, he see this shit?
No.
Explain to me what kind of parties are these? Right now.
This guy thinks he's in a death match.
Where can I go to these parties?
Explain this shit to me. Look at this shit.
I'm dead.
She's like, nah.
Not today.
Are there
like... I think that's how I would meet like my next wife right there. Like, yeah, Maya, I met your mom at this party where I just climbed up a ladder.
Look at this shit.
Oh no, she wasn't loyal. She don't get it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Look at her. She didn't even take it. She ain't even take it. Like,
dude,
he had a plan.
Hey, my boy could have stabbed himself right there.
He had a plan.
He could have impaled himself.
Right
It's over. She opened her legs to me.
It's all the videos you got, Joe?
For right now. Yeah.
That was two crazy videos.
Yeah. Funny. Some dancing, some new dance moves I never seen before.
Hey, why don't you dance for us, Joe?
I'm
taking some of them home.
Two left feet.
Yeah, so we're ready to prank call someone or what?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right. Let's set that up.
Please leave your message for.
She called a hospital twice.
She's dealing with scammers calling her.
Yeah.
Hospital called twice.
Call her one more time. Run it back. She don't answer.
Call her one more time. Glendale.
Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for Miss Linda. This is North Valley Clinic.
She's not here.
Well, can you tell her results came in?
What results?
Well, it says she's positive for chlamydia, and we would also like to have...
Shut up, Peter. You ain't getting me, fool.
She said, shut up, Peter.
Who's Peter?
You gotta play the recording.
That shit was funny. Oh, that shit was funny.
Shit.
Cave Dwellers first prank call.
Yeah, that's some good shit right there.
That shit was funny.
How many do I have to pick up?
I have a prescription order for this phone number for 3 months supply of genital wart cream. This is for you, right?
No.
Don't worry, you don't have to be embarrassed. A lot of people have genital wart cream nowadays.
It's not me.
A really big comeback.
What's the name on it? I don't have them anyway.
Are you in a fraternity? We have lots of guys in fraternities coming in for genital wart.
Is this your mom, or?
No, it's not. What's the name on it?
Come on in here. I'll show you how to apply the cream and everything. I've gotten them before. I know how it is. It's really not a big deal.
You have the wrong person.
Okay, it's your call, but without this cream, it is going to burn like hell. So I don't know that, but you have a nice day now, okay?
Oh, damn.
You got to do that same one. But with somebody,
you know? Oh, shit. Yeah, we could run that. Come on, let's do it.
We could do that on my cousin, Derek.
Like, how you going to do it? He's going to have to do it through his phone. No, he's got to download
the app.
Yeah, you need the app for it.
Yeah, fuck.
You got the app, don't you?
Oh, you can call him through your phone. Yeah. Chew that.
But you won't be able to record it.
I can sync it to your phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have the iPhone cord, so you take the
No, I can sync it to it, to your the Bluetooth.
Okay,
let me
turn.
But don't you have the regular aux on there?
No.
Oh, no?
We can. It's all right. I can Bluetooth it.
Another
Android. We can switch.
Is your Bluetooth available?
My mom's calling me right now.
It's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. You have to know.
Do it on the phone, on the thing.
You think you funny, huh?
For what?
Yeah, you think you funny.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about, Mom? I'm over here at a podcast.
Yeah, somebody called me.
About what? Well, what do you mean? Like you what?
I know you was with some one of you was playing a joke on me.
What are you talking about?
Call me, Audrey something. And there was a guy say, oh, your results are back. I said, what fucking results? Oh, you got chlamydia. I ain't got no fucking chlamydia.
What?
I'm not fucking motherfucker.
Not if?
Yeah, I know it was you.
Somebody called you?
Someone.
Not me. I'm over at a podcast.
Yeah, well, somebody did.
Do you have that or what?
Peter, come on now. Who the fuck I've been with? Don't play with me. Trying to play me.
You've been with everybody.
Huh?
You've been with everybody.
What?
You've been with everybody.
Shut the fuck up. Stupid. stupid. No, it was one of you. It was either Bridget or you.
I'm at a podcast.
What does it mean?
We're at a podcast right now.
Trying to say it sound like a man.
But all right, I'll talk to you later.
I'm trying to play the joke.
Flip the camera.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mom. Yeah.
That show was funny. Classic.
Oh, fuck.
It was still the reaction.
I told you. She was like, who the fuck
are you? Oh, my cousin to be funny. It's like,
yeah, yeah, let's call
it.
Call his cousin.
All right, so it's going to be Procaster.
So funny, man. You have, one of y'all have to, no, you have to do it.
No, it's going to play the recording. Right,
okay.
It's going to play the recording that you said, that he got general awards and shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so it, I'm sending the signal.
That shit is so funny.
Broadcaster?
Yeah.
Listen.
Bro, that shit was
flying new. Listen, there's a story actually about why I want to do this, because my cousin actually, when he was 14, got diagnosed with epilepsy. You feel me? So he's really, he be in his feelings sometimes. He sits, smoke to himself a lot, you feel me? And just be, he a really lonely person, so I always keep in touch with him, you feel me? Keep basing me, that help him keep, stay happy, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Because with epilepsy, that shit hard to fight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you having seizures and shit, bro. So, that shit just, you feel me? You never know. He'll hit you with a text and feel like he ain't seen you in forever. He just seen you yesterday. His memory be fading and things like that, too.
Are you sure you want to play a joke on him?
Hell yeah.
So, what's your cousin's name?
Derek.
All right. We're going to call Derek right now. See what's up with the boy Derek.
Fuck. Hey, so you're also gonna have to do the calling too.
It's gonna play a recording.
It's gonna play a recording.
Yeah. It plays a recording, the genital warts recording.
Oh,
so we're just running through.
Yeah. And he'll answer.
So we're just gonna record his reaction, basically.
Yeah.
But we can't call. What I'm saying is that you have to make the phone call and do the recording.
Yeah, it should record.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It works like a normal phone call.
Oh, okay.
Because you have the app downloaded.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can put it on. Oh, yeah. It's not a recording. It's not like you play it like next to each other. Oh, okay. It's through that same app.
It's
called technology, dog.
Getting up there in years, boy.
2022, my boy. Yeah.
2022. He's like, that's some shit.
What the hell?
World peace, man.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean they're following
this
me?
This is the new meta right here.
Okay. Phone number?
Oh shit, we gotta block this.
Oh shit, 904.
Yeah, is it coming through there?
Who's gonna talk to him?
You sure it's coming through? Motherfucker, you ain't listening, bro. It's gonna play a recording. Nobody's gonna listen to it.
So we have to be quiet.
All right, we got, let's go.
It's going live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is your pharmacist calling. How are you today?
Hi, okay.
I'm just letting you know your prescription is ready for pickup, and I was wondering when you'll be able to come in?
What prescription?
I have a prescription order for this phone number for a 3-month supply of genital warts cream. This is for you, right?
Well, what is it?
Don't worry, you don't have to be embarrassed. A lot of people have genital warts nowadays. It's making a really big comeback.
What the hell? Yes, I got the wrong number.
How did you get them anyway? Are you in a fraternity?
He said, I'm out of there.
You got the wrong.
He just said he got the wrong. He wasn't really fucking with it. He's like,
nah.
That shit was funny though. It was still funny though.
Hey, you have to admit that shit had him going for a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
I promise to you, this nigga tells me everything.
Yeah, he gonna call you right now. And he was locked in with it though. Like, it was lining up perfectly. That was the funniest part. Everything he was saying, that shit was lining up perfect. Perfect pauses. Whoever made that app, shout out to that guy who made that.
And it's so funny because he was just telling me about this girl he was fucking with, and he was like, bro, she got a dude and whatever, but she always sneaks to me like after she done fucking with her nigga.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, bro, she might I got that shit, bro.
Hey, I got Let's do one.
Oh, fuck.
Let's see if he answers. Yeah, the same one. Let's see if he answers.
Oh, no, y'all want to call my grandma?
Nah.
Yes,
we don't want to give grandma.
Man, I don't even fuck with grandma.
Not even crazy. We're going to scare her.
You ready? You going to mute this one? It's a call her up then. Come on. What you going to hit her with, though? What you going to hit grandma up with?
How's your grandma? How old is your grandma?
Like 61.
Oh, nah, she's still young. She's still party.
Yeah. She be talking shit. She be like, fuck you, motherfucker. Huh. Y'all grown up now. She that drunk, cool grandma. Sure. 904.
And then she gonna find out that you set her up. But you ain't never gonna tell her.
Hello? Hello.
Hi, this is your pharmacist calling. How are you today?
Well, good. How are you?
I'm just letting you know your prescription is ready for pickup, and I was wondering when you'll be able to come in.
Which one is this?
I have a prescription order for this phone number for 3 months supply of genital warts cream. This is for you, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, you don't have to be embarrassed. A lot of people have genital warts nowadays. It's making a really big comeback.
You said it was a genital wart.
How did you get them anyway? Are you in a fraternity? We have lots of guys in fraternities coming in for genital warts.
No, I ain't never even had none like that before, so what is it?
Listen, if you come on in here, I'll show you how to apply the cream and everything. I've gotten them before. I know how it is. It's really not a big deal.
Now, which pharmacist is this?
Okay, it's your call, but without this cream, it is going to burn like hell. So, sorry about that. But you have a nice day now, okay?
All right.
That's just funny. She just started laughing.
Yeah.
She knew it.
She's like, yeah, my cream. Yeah.
She didn't know what that shit was. She's just like, yeah, let me get it. It's a bottle or what?
Damn, your grandma's free.
That's my funny. They're going to be talking about that shit at Christmas. He's going to be sitting in the corner. That's my. While they're talking about that at Christmas and shit.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm going to call my grandma.
You got us good with that one, dog.
I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna see what's talking about. I ain't even gonna say nothing. She don't even know where I'm in, motherfucking Cali.
Should we not record this?
You call one time. You calling her right away? She gonna know?
No, she not. I'm gonna call her and brag that I'm in Cali.
Okay. No, ain't shit in there. Let me think we got it. Oh.
Grandma.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm in California.
You're in California?
What you doing? My daddy ain't tell you I'm in Cali for some music shit.
No, he didn't say nothing about
nothing. Yeah, I've been out here for almost a week. How you doing?
I'm hanging in now.
I've been busy, but I'm okay. What you got going? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just lost
a lot of weight. Damn, grandma. You ain't been eating?
No, I ain't been having a good appetite.
You been taking your medicine?
Yeah, take that. They really have a non-situation.
Yeah. Well, shit, I wanted to show you some mountains and shit later on FaceTime and shit. I was just calling you to let you know because I thought my daddy let you know and shit. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I love you too, baby.
Nah. My grandma got wars, y'all.
She didn't want to let the juice out. She wasn't trying to let you know about that.
What the tea is. But nah, she probably ain't got it because she was like, hold up, what'd you say?
Yeah.
And then she laughed. So
nah,
she
just didn't know for sure.
She probably
didn't
got her ass.
For sure. She ain't got it. She ain't got it.
It's okay. We love you, grandma. Yeah. That's all you got to know.
Yeah, man. I love you. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Man. Shout out all the grandmas out there.
Oh, yeah.
All them G-moms.
Yeah, sure. All the G-mas, all the grandmas.
And the reason she called G-ma where I'm from, you feel me, because she took care of me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you feel me? So yeah. When you ain't got your mama, you got your G-mama.
Yeah, G-mama.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Yeah, shout out to G-mama right there. We just playing, y'all, over here in California. I know. It's just like everyone likes to joke around every here and there. We just playing.
We just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No harm.
Like, what does Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa say? So what? We get high. Yeah.
So what? We smoke weed.
Yeah.
We don't care who sees.
That's how it is over here.
Wild and free.
Yeah, that's how we are here in Cali. Yeah. But I think that we should wrap it up, Joe. You guys, thank you guys for coming.
Yes, sir.
Fucking King Dog right here. Man.
Good shit.
Yeah. Mr. What? LA what?
True to LA.
True to LA.
Just call
yes,
me True.
True. Big yes, True and Big Kane.
We got for Pete's Sake. For
Pete's Sake.
Shout out Pete's Sake.
Pete's yes, Sake. Sir.
Black Mamba Chain, you know what it is.
Oh, yes, yeah. Gotta throw it out there. Thank you guys for coming out. The audience loved you. Yeah, yeah. We had a good time. Yeah, good time.
Had to come back, you know, get a little more fucked up, talk some more shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to do this on a Saturday, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because some of us, well.
We got to work.
Yeah, we got to work. We got to wake up early. It's Mimi's time, guys. Yeah. So, yeah.
Locked in. We locked in.
So these are like for the Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm. Sit back, not do shit. Hey, but yeah, we really appreciate you guys, man, for bringing us out here.
The show. Thank you for coming down. Once again, this is the Cave Dwellers. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Cut him undercover. Timeless. Ready for him. Progress. Feeling like I'm just getting started. Two shots back for my dearly departed. You are now dealing with a monster. Oh shit. Profits. Dr. Dre, bitch, I'm a prophet. Black Wall Street, niggas know where the stock is. Try me. Niggas never see me, but it ain't hard to find me. Unwinding, shit's blinding. Still grinding, uprising. Stop talking about the past, I'm the future, nigga. Nigga like me, still here, motherfucker, go figure. Looking for my next gold digger. This summer here gonna be colder than winter. Already told you, I fold you like hundreds of billions, and you can.